You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Cheryl O'Loughlin, the CEO of Revel Superb Beverages, that creamy, indulgent coconut milk elixirs made from the best of the plant, Queendom. Cheryl, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
I am thrilled to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you are more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us about the Revel Superb Beverages. What is Revel? How did it start, and why is it considered such a hot company?
Well, you know, I have the joy of leading this amazing company called Revel. It's a super herb beverage company, and it has all the ingredients that really, for me personally, helps my job to feel like a calling. And we've got this product that I believe in with all my heart. It's Revel. We say it stands for Righteous Plant Alchemy. As you mentioned, it's a creamy, indulgent coconut milk elixir made from the best of the plant queendom. And it draws people in because it's just so freaking good in terms of how it tastes. But we're educating people through this product about the benefits of super herbs like turmeric with its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, and also herb adaptogens. Things like maca and reishi, people start to hear much more about these, and ashwagandha, which actually helps your body, your individual body. It adapts to you to help you adapt to stress. So in terms of your question of how did it get started, well, it began as a way to solve a problem, and the problem was, and it still is a problem out there, is human trafficking. Believe it or not, there's 30 million people impacted by human trafficking around the world, 80% women and girls. It's the fastest growing illegal industry in the entire world. And Not For Sale, a nonprofit, is dedicated to eradicating the sex and the slave trade. And they put a think tank together and came up with this idea of Revel in order to make sure that we bought the ingredients from the local indigenous communities, which would help them to be able to support their livelihood so they weren't vulnerable to trafficking in the first place. And to this day, we give 2.5% of net sales of every bottle that people buy of Revel to Not For Sale to do their great work at rehabilitating people who've been trafficked. But also, we buy our herbs from around the world to support people's livelihood, again, so that they're not impacted by trafficking. So we address the issue down the stream and also up the stream.
Awesome stuff. Now, you've also written a book called Killing It, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Head Without Losing Your Heart. Certainly sounds like a must-read. What is this book about?
Well, it's really about how to keep your head and not be swept up by the ups and downs that occur almost, you know, daily, about 10 times a day, but also your heart in the game of entrepreneurship. And, you know, entrepreneurs are dedicated and persistent. That's what makes us good at what we do. But there's a dark side of those same traits, obsession and depression, and there's only a sliver of a line between the light and the dark. And what I found in coaching students when I was working for the Graduate School of Business at Stanford at the Center for Entrepreneurial Studies is that so many people come out aspiring to be entrepreneurs with dollar signs in their eyes, you know, and you think of the valley. I mean, you've got money growing off trees there, billionaires walking through the buildings teaching classes. So everyone thinks it's just you start a company and you're going to be rich. And what people don't fully embrace is that 98% of companies fail. And so we need to understand what it is that entrepreneurs are going through on this journey, which is a hard journey, a challenging one, and be really open about the upsides, but also the challenges, so that not to keep people away from it. I mean, it's a joyful way to spend your life to be working on a startup that really, truly can help to make you feel alive every day, that helps you to feel like you're just challenging your brain, and you can have such impact on the, on so many things. But at the same time, we need to understand the potential of the dark so that we can make sure that we nurture entrepreneurs so they stay in the light. And I want to take this out of the closet. People don't talk about this stuff, and I think it's really important. And I share my story in there, other entrepreneurs' stories of things that they've gone through, to really, again, open it up so entrepreneurs have a much better guide for going forward and can do it in a much healthier and joyful way.
If you would, talk more about the light and the dark in entrepreneurship. And how have you learned how to not go to the dark side and stay in the light?
Yeah, well, it really came out of the experience that I went through. So I had been CEO of Clif Bar and had left Clif Bar in order to start this company called Plum. And it was with this guy, Neil Grimmer, was my co-founder. And it was all about nourishing kids from the high chair to the lunchbox. And we were so passionate about that, especially having young kids and feeling the pain points of trying to feed them healthy. And we went through the ups and the downs that you do go through in business. We actually had a toxic investor who was kind of a neighborhood bully who would just kind of keep us guessing as to what mood he would be in. And so we were every day going up and down with this, and, you know, everything that would happen, from the ups of seeing our baby eating our baby food to the downs of, you know, an investor that we were trying to bring into the company who we had been nurturing the relationship for months, and then all of a sudden, they never return your phone call. So at the same time as I'm going through this, my husband decided to start a family business called Blue Sky Family Club. Why we started a business at the same time as husband and wife, I'll never truly understand. But we... this was a business that it was a great idea. Parents drooled over. It was an indoor play space for kids that they could exercise and be creative and eat healthy food, and parents could relax with a glass of wine or a beer. Awesome concept. We loved it. Everyone around us loved it. And it blew up so fast for a number of reasons. So it was really hard. One day, I always remember Patrick came home and he was white as a ghost and cold to the touch. And I kept saying, "What's wrong?" And he couldn't answer me. And finally, after so long, he said, "Well, it's gone. Everything's gone. All of our money, it's all gone. It went up in a puff of smoke." And so from there, we lost everything we had made. We almost went personally bankrupt because we were under so much debt. We had to sell our house immediately, and we just paid off the last of our SBA loan just last year. That's 8 years after we closed the company. And in order to relieve the stress of that and also trying to keep our family together, our kids were 8 and 5 at the time, I started running, and then I would run some more. And then, you know, I was eating a little less. Then I had to run at least every day and as much as the day before. And I ended up, over time, developing anorexia. So I went into the dark side. So I know this dark side. It's very familiar to me. But what I've learned is to separate that we are not our companies. Our self-worth cannot be wrapped up in our companies. We need to make sure that we're managing these ups and downs, that we understand what can happen so that we can manage to live in that light side. And so that's what I talk a lot about in this book, is how to be able to manage that.
And thanks for sharing from a personal perspective. Certainly we can learn from what you've went through today. We are joined by Cheryl O'Loughlin, the CEO of Rebel Superb Beverages, that creamy, indulgent coconut milk elixirs made from the best of the plant queendom, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Cheryl, you talk about bold humility. What do you mean by that, and why is it important in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, well, it seems like an oxymoron, right? how can you be bold and humble at the same time? And as an entrepreneur, don't you need to be all in and just say, hey, despite what anyone says, I'm going to go? And I understand that perspective. There's so many naysayers out there, a million people to poke holes in your idea. And, you know, it's the myth of Steve Jobs. He didn't listen to anyone, and he just went forward. But Steve Jobs is one in a billion, and we don't know all the rest of the story. So to me, what is important is I know when you take bold too far, something like blue sky can happen. So to me, the balance needs to be balancing that out with humility. And what I mean by that is that we need to use the marketplace and what people are telling us to find the thread of truth in that and know that it's time to adapt or pivot if we need to, based on what we're learning. And I love what Steve Blank says. Steve Blank is coined the term the lean startup, which many people will be familiar with, from, especially because it's so important. It's so talked about in the Valley. He has this beautiful quote. What he says is that a startup is not a company. A startup is an experiment waiting to find a sustainable, valuable business model. So we need to listen to what the marketplace is telling us and understand that. That is being humble. I also talk about it in terms of understanding ourselves as leaders and what our strengths are and also what our weaknesses are, and being very focused on bringing in the right people around us to support us through that, because that's ultimately what's good for the company. So to me, with bold and humility together, those two, the tension point between those two words is where you find the beauty of your leadership.
Lastly, Cheryl, you talk about entrepreneurship as an epic adventure. I'd love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, well, I'll take you to a quick story. So again, I had talked about how everyone goes into entrepreneurship, so many people with the dollar signs in their eyes. And to me, we need to redefine what success is in entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship to me is an epic adventure. What I mean by that is, you know, I went out, I was on this 24-hour mountain bike ride while I was working at Cliff Bar. It was with five women. And this ride was gnarly, just absolutely crazy. We were one of the only women teams that were going out there. So we went out, we were very amateur mountain bikers, and it was epic. My friend Corey got a log stuck in her leg in her first lap, and you do these laps for 24 hours straight, and you cycle through the team. So she got a log in her leg. My husband had to take her to the hospital. She got the leg pulled out, stitched up. She came back. She finished her lap. Then I got a migraine headache. My other friend Elizabeth had a bee sting. Someone else's pedal broke. And it was just constant, like one thing after another after another. And at the end of this 24 hours, we didn't win. I'm sure had the worst lap times out of any other team. But to us, we said, look, we freaking did it. It was an epic experience. We had the courage to do that. And we talk about, this was 20 years ago, we talk about it to this day. And to me, that's what entrepreneurship is about, is entrepreneurs have the courage to go out there and try it. It's an experience of a lifetime that we will never forget for the rest of our lives. That, to me, is success. It's having the courage to make something like that happen.
I couldn't agree more, and such authentic and real-life stuff shared here today. And from your experience as an entrepreneur, we really appreciate it. Cheryl, thanks so much. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly and how listeners can be in contact as well.
Yeah, so you can check out our website. It's www.rebel, and that's spelled REBBL, stands for Roots, Extracts, Berries, Barks, and Leaves, .co, not .com, .co. So www.rebel.co, and you can follow us on Facebook at Rebel Elixirs.
Again, Cheryl, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much, Eric. So appreciate it.
And we certainly did as well. We have been speaking with Cheryl O'Loughlin, the CEO of Rebel Superb Beverages, that creamy, indulgent coconut milk elixirs made from the best of the plant kingdom. And for more information, simply visit rebel.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.